God wants me holy. And when we do that, it seems to me that we have bought into Satan's ultimate iniquity, and that is to declare himself equal to God. His viewpoint was equal to God. And it seems to me that is the biggest danger we face from pulpit to pew right now.
Well, this is why I begin my book on humility with the title, Taking Ourselves Too Seriously. And that's what Pharaoh did, and that's what we all do.
Mm.
And I'm glad it's been brought out that my book on humility was really supposed to be a book on pride, and the publisher changed the title. I can tell you, if you knew me, you'd know I am not qualified to write a book on humility. Those who know me best.
Well, you're really concerned about that, R.T. I can see that. But, you know, the real subject is God hates pride. He wants us to walk in humility, and we need to choose that route. And I think every one of us should probably embrace that scripture, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Friend, he cares for you. We don't have to self-exalt. It's time for us to, you know, let's just be doers of the word, not a hearer only. Let's love Jesus and love others as ourselves. And when we do that, that'll begin to defeat the spirit of pride that just wants to swallow us up. R.T., thanks so much for joining
us
here again. You're a blessing, my friend. And get a copy of the book, Power of Humility.
Everybody will write in and take your offer.
Amen. All right, my friends, $15, Save America Ministries, The Power of Humility. It'll change your life. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, write to us, and I want to urge you to become a partner with us, because day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Jesus is coming soon, and so let's clothe ourselves with humility. Get your copy of the book, become a partner, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, be a blessing, and let's live like Jesus.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck.
Well, global warming alarmists continue to think they shouldn't have to reveal their email correspondence.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dino Prato of the Invita Medical Clinic, and we're going to be talking about cancer. We're going to be talking about the fact that there are lots of treatments for cancer that are not available here in the United States, and many of which are being actively repressed. Now, why would that be? Oh, well, they'll tell you the government's there to help. Well, they're there to help the drug companies. After all, cancer is a big industry. There's a lot of money to be made by cancer drugs that'll keep you alive, for 3 or 4 months at the expense of $40,000 or $50,000 a month. And But, of course, they're not going to get to the basic cause. And, well, there are treatments available all throughout the world that are not available here in the United States. And without that, with that as a background, Dr. Dino Prado, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, let's get on into what is Envita, what's the Envita Clinic, what is your approach, what is your view of cancer, and how it should be approached?
Well, our view of cancer, you know, we've been working at this for over a decade, and our view of cancer is that patients need the most options possible, particularly those that are missing in the United States, like building the immune system or teaching the immune system to attack the cancer. They need to have more options and more targeted approaches. And one of the analogies I like to use that is the standard approach to treating cancer in the United States is like the Hiroshima bomb that was dropped. You know, it has a lot of collateral damage. It's not precise. And when you start looking at what's available around the world, that's what we do. We bring in the best treatments from around the world, and we have clinics in the U.S. and outside the U.S. that are part of our group. And what we do is we tailor very specifically each treatment plan for each patient, and it's completely different and more precise, I would say, because we have more tools than what is typically done by the conventional system. And we have a fantastic team of doctors. One of our chief medical directors, Dr. David Korn, been working in integrative medicine for over 20 years with extreme skill. We have oncologists that we work closely with. And so it's about putting together a customized plan for each patient, which is extremely different than just running people through a protocol.
And, of course, ordinarily, this conventional medicine says, well, you're going to biopsy the lesion, and then if you can't cut it out, or even if you can cut it out, why we use chemotherapy and we'll use radiation, and that's the way we're going to approach it. But you don't hear people talking about building up the immune system. In fact, what the chemotherapy does, in most instances, is actually tear down the immune response. And yet the immune response is absolutely essential to getting better from cancer, isn't it?
Absolutely. You can do, there's enough studies now that you can look at a patient's natural killer cell function, like what we call a CD57 marker, and you can tell the prognosis of the patient's cancer just by looking at the immune system. So if the immune system is weak and chemo weakens it, radiation weakens it, what's the chance of the patient's immune system ultimately fighting the cancer, where the immune system is the first and last defense against the cancer?
And, of course, we know the beginning of the last century, why about 1 in 17 people got cancer. Today it's 1 in 3 going on to 1 in 2. And, of course, we have a war on cancer. Oh, we got a war on cancer. But we seem to have a war on cancer, and more people get cancer. The rate, certainly, of cure of cancer with most is certainly no better now than was when we started the war. How could you fight a war so poorly? We'll be back in just a moment here. Go right ahead, Dr. Prado.
Well, it used to be the cost of treating cancer has gone up tremendously. I think the average cost is almost $250,000.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
What they try to do is harness the immune system. Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you got a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what you want to do is get the immune system working. Now, how do you get the immune system working? Well, first of all, we have so many in heavy metals, insecticides, pesticides, other things we come in contact with all the time. And this is what breaks down our immune system and makes us susceptible to cancer. When did you ever hear of a doctor going in to be evaluated for cancer treatment and being tested for the things that would destroy the immune system, like heavy metals, or even trying to get rid of the heavy metal toxicity so the immune system could be, mobilized to begin to work to affect the cancer? No, we're going to cut the cancer out, then we're going to give the intravenous chemotherapy, but intravenous chemotherapy suppresses the immune system. Well, we're going to give radiation, but radiation actually increases the incidence of cancer and suppresses the immune system. And even surgery, even though certainly surgery, there's a very definite place for surgery. Why, surgery, of course, suppresses the immune system as well, just the shock and the trauma. So all of these things have to be taken into account, and certainly what they're doing is using an entirely different approach to the treatment of cancer. And these are the treatments that are used in other countries throughout the world where they have much better results in the treatment for cancer than we do here in the United States. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and of course they do treat terminal cancer, but of course the terminal is certainly not going to get very good results after they've been given up on by the Mayo Clinic and the Sloan Kettering Clinic. But how do you do when you get patients with cancer early?
Well, our success rates with early stage cancers are extremely high. It's rare that, and I'm happy to say, in stage 1, 2, and 3 cancers, it's incredibly high because we're able to get to the cancer and the cause of the cancer sooner, and the patients respond well. But even in late stage cancers, where patients are in stage 4, and we even say late stage 4 is like they're in hospice, where they've been sent home and there's nothing they can do, we are at about a 17-18% remission rate in that group, which I think is good, and we're getting better. We're finding better ways to target treatment and use technologies. One of the therapies we've been working on and have brought in is something called photodynamic therapy, where we're able to use a medicine that is photosensitizing. We give it intravenously, and the cancer cells absorb it, only the cancer cells, and then we're able to use a fiber optic light to implode the cancer cells without damaging any of the healthy collateral cells. Well, we do this with precision, and this helps us to target. And, of course, unlike radiation, it doesn't weaken the immune system, and it can be used over and over again. Again, it's a therapy available in some parts of the United States, but not to the extent that we're using it, and it's not commonly used because it's less expensive than some of the other procedures that, you know, tend to bill higher. And so there is definitely, with cancer, so many more options that people don't know about. And we have tons of educational tools to help people. We have webinars that people can watch and just learn about all these various strategies, from genetically tested chemotherapy where we use low doses, to cancer cell vaccines, to detoxing the body, to building the immune system, you know, to ozone therapy, to botanicals that help fight cancer. You know, we have so many strategies that really it's about putting a custom plan together for each patient. And the more people know, the best prescription is education. It's always been what we've said. And we think once people learn these options and they see what's available, they're usually shocked because they've not heard of them, or they've been kept away from the patient.
Well, there are all those things out up on the internet, and I saw this thing had the other day about a treatment that would actually cure cancer in a few minutes. They were talking about some sort of oxygen therapy. It is oxygen therapy certainly advantageous for some cancers, or is it advantageous for all cancers in conjunction with other things?
Well, you know, oxygen therapy, like specifically ozone therapy, which is the most talked about, creates a reactive oxygen species in the body, which is what chemo and radiation both use to kill cancer. So it's an oxidative therapy for the body, and it teaches the body to carry more oxygen, and cancer cells do not like an oxygen-rich environment. So it is helpful, but by itself, you know, we've been doing this for over a decade, and we're one of the number one users in ozone therapy in the United States. We use quite a bit of it, and the bottom line is it's not curative on its own. It's a complementary therapy. So if you use it in combination with the other immunotherapies, in combination with other targeted strategies, you can potentiate them or help them to become more effective, and it does help with the, you know, helping the body's environment becoming more alkaline and less acidic, because oxygen is very powerful in doing that. Particularly with intravenous ozone, you have 24 times more oxygen delivered than the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. So it's very powerful for a systemic delivery of oxygen, but it's by itself not a sole treatment for cancer. And I think sometimes the internet sites can get a little bit overzealous with one therapy. It's really, the key is really testing and using the right combinations to help patients.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and our guest is Dr. Dino Prato, and he's with the Invita Medical Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, one of the things that's really sort of intriguing is this idea of very low-dose chemotherapy. I mean, high-dose chemotherapy can kill the cancer, but it kills everything else. It also can very well, of course, lower the immune response so that the body can't fight the cancer effectively. What is the part of chemotherapy, and how do you utilize it in your treatments?
Well, first of all, we do something called genetic testing, which, believe it or not, is not commonly used yet and should be, because it's amazing how many patients do not respond to the protocols that have been put together by some of the largest and most prestigious chemotherapy or oncology centers in the United States. That means they don't do any genetic testing. They just use the standard protocols. And when you do genetic testing, you might find that, let's say the patient had, you know, breast cancer. It might be the colon cancer drug that actually works better for them than the breast cancer drug. And so by doing this drug sensitivity screening, you can get at least 40 to 50% more accuracy with it. Secondly, when we give it, we don't give it at 100% dose. We're using more of like a 10% dose. And this is what we do to target it. Cancer cells love sugar. In fact, cancer cells have about 12 to 36 times more insulin receptor sites. That means they're anaerobic. They require glucose to grow. And so what we do is we lower the blood sugar and we help that glucose level go down. And then we use both insulin and we then target the chemotherapy with glucose so that when the chemotherapy is put into the body, the cancer cells grab it at a much higher rate than the normal cells. So it keeps the healthy normal cells stronger and it targets the cancer cells more specifically. And what we're able to get is a really nice cancer kill and cancer cell kill without harming the patient. And the side effects are virtually nil compared to the conventional. And so it's just a whole nother system, and it's more precise. And then, of course, we're combining that with immunotherapies where we're stimulating the immune system. And like I said, we're able to use these combinations. And it's really a more, if you will, elegant and precise approach to cancer. But imagine what would happen if the drug companies found out that only 10% of their medicines were being used, and some of the most popular drugs are not coming up in the test. That means when we do genetic screening, some of the more popular drugs don't make it. So there's a lot of political and financial influence that goes on in the drug world. It's a, you know, globally multi-billion, if it doesn't get into a $1 trillion industry.
And the tragedy is, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the package inserts on a lot of these drugs, and they will tell you, oh, 30% improvement, well, that's the difference between maybe 3% improving IO if you, or 3% dying, you know, if you use don't use the drug, and 2% dying if you do use the drugs, and that's a 30% improvement. No, it's not a 30% improvement. It's a 1% improvement.
Yeah.
Figures don't lie, but liars figure. Read the insert. What they're going to tell you, oh, 30% improvement, and it's a lie. This is what they've done with Lipitor. There's about a 1% improvement with Lipitor, the drug that literally 10, 20, maybe 30 million Americans are taking to lower their cholesterol. Look at what the figures, what the statement says in the drug insert. Nobody reads it. The doctor doesn't read it. He doesn't know. They say it's a 30% improvement. That sounds really pretty good. But if you understand the real rate is 1%, it's hardly worth all the complications you're
going to get.
You're
absolutely right.
And, of course, the same thing holds true with so many of the other things that people are taking. And some of the greatest scams are the cancer drug treatments, and they put them out. Basically, they're initially cleared after a study that's financed by the drug company. The drug company's got to make several billion dollars from getting this drug on the market. They hire doctors to prostitute themselves and write papers, and they do write papers. They show dramatic improvement, 30% improvement. Well, it's really only 1%, but that's all right. The FDA will go along with it, and then they start using it widespread. And then they repeat the studies, and they find after the drug company's made several billion dollars, it really doesn't do much of any good at all. Well, we just pull it off the market, go on to the next one, and they wonder why medicine's so expensive. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Dr. Prado said, Dave, what about enzymes? You know, we hear sometimes about how important enzymes are in the treatment of cancers.
Well, enzymes are really...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Survival of cancer. Now, is this all cancers, or is this certainly the conventional cancers? What is the long-term survival on cancer?
The long-term survival in late-stage cancer is less than 2% using chemotherapy after 5 years. So, I mean, when you look at that number, that is, and it was, that study was done by three Australian radiation oncologists. So 5%, in 5 years, it's a 2% survival rate. And that's with late-stage cancer. So that's not very good. And the reason being is, we've talked about it, is the immune system is being ignored. The immune system is the key. It's the first and last defense. And no matter what else you do with the patient, that immune system needs to be reestablished for most cancers. And, again, those chemical toxicities, heavy metals, other what we call foci or focal blockages in the patient that are not being treated need to be addressed so that the patient's immune system can normalize. And I think that this is what's being ignored in conventional medicine, partly because it doesn't use a drug to treat it.
Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from New York. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John, do you have a question or comment?
Hey, doctor, how you doing?
I'm doing
fine. I
enjoy
your show, and it's great to hear Dr. Prado again. I heard that
one of the big chronic infections nowadays, along with things like Lyme, is chlamydia pneumoniae, and that's been a big thing in regards to disease processes, in regards to cancer. I was wondering what the doctor thought about that particular bacteria as a cause of many illnesses, and what's going on with that. Is it a new thing, or is it a hidden thing? Is it something that we're being showered on by chemtrails? And
all right, let's get Dr. Prado's view on that. Chlamydia and chlamydia pneumonia.
Yeah, you know what? I can tell you're very much into reading and into the medicine, and you're spot on. That's one of those infections that we see commonly. And I don't know, you know, I can't put my finger on where they're coming from, but patients typically have more than one infection at one time. So chlamydia pneumonia, they may have borrelia, like we talked about Lyme disease, Bartonella, Babesia, a number of these tick-borne illnesses. They may have also viral infections like Epstein-Barr, herpes virus 6, which we believe also to be a man-made virus. So you're absolutely correct. And these infections are not only impacting, you know, things like chronic fatigue and these other issues, but they also set up environments to weakening the immune system, and some of them distribute neurotoxins, which can lead to cancer. And, you know, one of the doctors that we've worked with in the past, who's an Italian doctor from Italy, Semuncini, he talks about how all cancers really are connected to fungus and fungal infection. And so it becomes really important to do infectious disease profiles on every patient. And you know what? We do that in almost every case of chronic disease or cancer. We're always looking for these infections, and they're there, and they're untreated.
And I think it's important for people to know that we just didn't see this sort of thing, you know, 30 years ago when I was as a young doctor. There's just been almost an explosion of a lot of these strange diseases. Chlamydia was typically a sexually transmitted disease, and now it seems to be permeating so many people. And suddenly, and of course, part of it's just because their immune system is low, and they can't fight it off. But they are not in a position to fight off so many of these chronic infections as Sydney and Bartonella and Brucella and Sydney. These diseases, which mycoplasma in the past, the various herpes 6, I mean, these were not problems when I was practicing early on, back starting in 1960, but they sure are a problem today, aren't they?
Oh, yes, and, you know, wherever we see inflammation, we see infectious disease. Or, you know, you're talking about what the real problem was with heart disease. You're not going to improve heart disease with Lipitor. You need to get to the root. And if you look, chlamydia pneumonia particularly, you'll see it in the blood vessel wall and the respiratory tract. So these infections are serious problems, and they've been ignored because doctors don't think to look for these infections when people come in with these conditions. They're just not taught to do that.
Actually, of course, inflammation is a primary cause of heart disease, that and calcium, and those two are two of the major things. Of course, you know a lot more about that than I do, but certainly chronic inflammation predisposes the individual to heart disease, as does improper calcium metabolism. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, of course, the major thing is get that immune system working.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Things there at the Invita Medical Center. But first of all, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Dr. Prado, tell us where Invita is, how people get in touch with you, and then, of course, what the advantage would be to going to Scottsdale for an evaluation.
Well, like you said, we're in Scottsdale, Arizona, and we also have a clinic in Puerto Penasco, Mexico. And the advantage is we have a fabulous team of conventional and natural medical doctors who are working together in a one unit to help patients. And our phone number is 1-866-830-4576. And we're here to help people. And we have so many educational tools. I really, even... For people to help other family members, it's a good idea to watch some of our tools.
I want you to get that telephone number out again, because you always have to give the telephone number two or three times. People can never get it the first time.
1-866-830-4576.
All right. Now, are the facilities there for where people can stay close at hand that are not going to impoverish them, but motels, things like that?
Yes, we have really nice. I mean, Scottsdale, Arizona is a beautiful area, and we have great places for them to stay where they're able to, really, eat healthy and take good care of themselves and be very close to the clinic. And of course, our weather is spectacular and a lot of good outdoor activities. And of course, this time of the year, it's a little warmer, but, also the cost and rates are even better. So we have, programs to help them, and if they call, we do have different, like, hotels and places that people can rent and stay with their families and get care.
All right. Now, as far as the cancer is concerned, are you equipped for doing surgery there? Are you equipped for doing radiation therapy?
Yes, we don't do surgery in our center. We are equipped to do the chemotherapeutics. We're equipped to do the immunotherapy. Our center in Mexico is equipped for some surgical procedures, cancer cell vaccines, a little bit higher level technology, And then for some of the targeted radiation like CyberKnife and TomoTherapy, we have centers real near to us that we work closely with, those doctors who appreciate and like what we're doing and are very much into integrative medicine. And so we combined the entire plan. And the way that we work with patients is they contact us, we get their medical records from all over, we collect them, and then our entire medical team in the U.S. and abroad reviews the patient, what they have and what they haven't done, and then we build a custom plan for them, and then we educate them and the family of their options, and then we help them step by step through the process.
Well, now, what about this idea of creating a vaccine to prime the body to actually use its own immune response for that specific cancer?
Yes. Well, the vaccine is built from their own immune system. So, for instance, let's look at one of the most important cell types, which is the natural killer cell. We're able to take those cells out, do an apheresis and collect the white blood cells, grow them into the billions, and then teach them to attack the cancer in the patient's body. And then we do a cytotoxicity flow to look and see what percent kill. Just to help you understand how sophisticated of an immunotherapy this is, the other groups that have done studies like this, National Institutes of Health has done some great work, Mayo Clinic did some in Stanford University. And of all those centers, the center that was using the most cells, because quantity is very important in treatment as well, was Stanford University, and they had about a 36% kill rate, and we're happy to say that we're reporting about a 75% kill rate, so about twice as effective of a immunotherapy. And, of course, the newest drug that's been approved as a vaccine in the United States is a drug called Provenge, but that uses the dendritic cell. And if people, know a little bit about the immune system, the dendritic cell actually calls the natural killer cell to do the work. So we actually have the final product and are able to do a lot with these cancer cell vaccines and helping patients respond better to treatment.
Well, now my understanding is NIH has done a lot of the work on this sort of thing. They had very good results. And then, of course, this was not made public, or at least is not widely used in practice. Why wouldn't they be doing everything they can to use effective treatments for general medical care?
It's crazy. You know, the gentleman who did a lot of work in this is Dr. Steven Rosenberg, who's been, by training a surgeon and then did a lot of work with these cancer cell vaccines. But the problem is that twofold. One, they're not easy to patent. So if a drug company doesn't own it, you're not going to get it. These are usually made from your own body. And what happened with the drug Provenge, it cost them hundreds of millions of dollars to make this vaccine that was finally approved, and there was protesting and everything until the drug came to market. But here's the problem. It's 14 years old technology. If you go to Germany and other parts of the world, they're able to move quicker, and they've got newer technology. Like our technology is the latest in cancer vaccines. So when the drug approval process creates a problem where when you finally develop the drug, particularly in the area of biologics, we're using the body's own cells, your own cells, to either repair or fight cancer, you have to understand that it doesn't really fit well within the drug approval process. And that's really with ours. We did get an IND by FDA, which is to begin doing studies, but it became so expensive for patients. We moved it to the Mexico clinic, so it becomes easier, more cost-effective, and it allows us to use the latest technologies for the patient. So, it's very much a financially driven industry, unfortunately, but every patient deserves to have the best care. Life is a gift, and we should fight for it, and we should have the best technology for ourselves and our loved ones when we get sick.
But I think that people have to be realistic. We live in a so-called capitalist society. And if there's no profit for the drug companies, these methods, these approaches, are actively discouraged. And I'm not afraid to say that. I don't know whether Dr. Prado will, but I will say that. And if you look and see what they're doing, I mean, they're pushing drugs that they know are not effective, like Lipitor. And they're just suppressing things that are effective. And why? Because we're talking about billions of dollars of profit. I mean, that may sound very crass, but we live in a crass and cruel world, and there are other agendas out there, as those of you who listen to my programs regularly know. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, we have Jerry calling from Medical Lake. Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
Surviving.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Comment and a question. Has the doctor ever read the book, A Cancer Therapy, by Max Gerson?
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear that.
He wants to know if you've ever read the book on cancer therapy by what?
Max Gerson.
I can't get, what is the name one more time?
Max, M-A-X.
Yes, I know, but the last name.
Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N.
Oh, like the
Gerson. You're talking about the Gerson Medical Group. You're talking about
the Gerson
Medical Group. Sure.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that institute and the idea of eating organic foods and detoxifying the body. And I believe that, you know, those are critical components to helping a patient get well. But by themselves, with more advanced cancers, it's not as aggressive as I believe patients should be, because it should be something everybody really is doing, whether you have cancer or not. With chronic disease, lifestyle is very important, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. We need to be detoxifying. We need to be eating well, exercising. You know, organic foods are critically important. Juicing, you know, making as many fruits and vegetables as we can take in that are organic is critical. But the point I'm making is that when people have more advanced or a cancer type, that's an automatic. We take that as something that really everyone should be doing.
And we've actually interviewed Dr. Gerson. Max has been gone for a long time, but his grandson runs the clinic down there in Mexico. And this is certainly an important part of therapy, but it is not the only things, because a lot of these patients still die. So you need the other things, but this is an important part of treatment. Okay, anything else you want to say, Jerry, before we
go? If you tried any of it. A friend of mine had cancer and was on the deathbed, and he tried it, and he cleared up. He started feeling better in 4 days. In 2 weeks, he was in real good shape, and then 6 months, he was cleared up.
Okay, thanks very much, Jerry. And this is part of what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's critical. And diet is so important. Organic eating a clean, you know, detoxifying. Everybody needs to do it, because if you look at the studies, you can literally change your body's genetic expressions within 30 to 60 days with severe lifestyle and diet and exercise. If you look at Dr. Dean Ornish's work at the University of San Francisco, California, we can impact our entire risk to chronic disease by eating and living a healthy lifestyle. And I think that especially cancer patients and late-stage cancer patients have to take that seriously, and so does the rest of us, because chronic disease can be prevented.
And, of course, this is good for these people with the chronic infections. You can actually change your whole immune response with proper diet, but you've got to get it and do it, and not just talk about it. It's got to be done, and you have to change your whole way of life. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and the Dr. Gerson Clinic is still operating in Mexico, and certainly it has helped many, many people through the years. But there are many people that will not help, because there are specific things you need for specific cancers. Well, basically, certainly, as you actually treat the patients, in early stage cancer, what about, say, with breast cancer? I mean, I have a friend who called me this last week, and he has a lump in his breast, and they want to do a needle biopsy. How do you feel about needle biopsy, excisional biopsy, for a breast cancer, either in a man or in a woman?
Well, you know, listen, I know that everybody's worried about the biopsy potentially spreading the cancer and making the cancer go metastatic, but quite frankly, you have to know what you're dealing with. And you can't just, you know, look at it in imaging. One of the tools we use that we like better than mammography, I think MRI is still the standard, is thermography, where we use a very high-sensitive camera that takes a picture and looks at the different temperature changes. And you can see the lymphatics shifting, and you can see temperature changes shifting in a cancer patient, or inflammatory red-hot areas. And I think you can improve on that. But without a biopsy, you have no idea of what the pathology is. So you're guessing. You just say, well, I think there's something there. So either you excise it, remove it, which in early stage cancers can be the very first step, and then, of course, you need to still build the immune system and clean the toxins out of the body. Or you also need to take a look at that and then see if it's spread into the lymphatic system and other areas. So, you know, I know that there's fears on biopsies out there, but it's really how do you know what you're treating if you don't do proper diagnostics, you know?
I agree with you totally, and I think that you're always better off to, especially if they can do an excisional biopsy, and sometimes you can get literally all of it, but what caused the cancer in the first place is still there, and that's the immune response. That is why even if it's completely excised and there's no spread to the lymph nodes, you have to alter your immune response or else you're going to get a recurrence. Yes. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, I said there are treatments for cancer readily available in all sorts of places throughout the world, not available in the United States. We have to ask why. Well, the government's here, and basically they're interested in preserving our health, and that's why more and more people are getting cancer and more people are dying of cancers. And because this is the tragedy. Now, what about things like lymphomas, leukemias? Oh, what about the treatment of those with the conventional treatment and, of course, with the type of treatment you're describing?
Well, with lymphomas, I respond particularly very well to these cancer cell vaccines like natural killer cells. They have a great history of doing so, and we've seen good responses. Also, when you think of lymphoma, you have to think of infection because, you know, of course, the lymphatic system deals with the immune system, and it deals with fighting infection. So you've got to look at these viral infections and other components. Leukemias, depending on the different types of leukemias, you need to look at infection again, and it, whether it's chronic lymphocytic leukemia and the different types. And we've used some really great therapies that's helped to re-regulate and help patients go into remission with certain types of leukemias. Now, it just depends on the type of leukemia and the stage, you know, and a number of factors. But the situation with leukemia, too, is you got to really look, again, without sounding like a broken record, you have to look at chemical toxicities. Some of these patients live in toxic environments. They grew up in farming communities. They've lived close to electrical power lines. They've had a number. If you look at the history, if you really look at these exposures, and, you know, again, infection, if you properly test, you'll see that there is a correlation. And I'll give you one interesting case I think might really interest some of you. Chronic lymphocytic leukemia case not too long ago, we were researching, where did this come from, the patient's background? And the patient was involved in the Chernobyl. He was in England during the time of Chernobyl and had exposure to radiation. But then also in the United States, as we did some testing, he had Ehrlichia, which is a tick-borne illness, lived in the East Coast. And so this, we contacted one of his doctors in the East Coast, and he says, oh, yeah, 80% of the population in this area has Ehrlichia, so it's in the blood supply. You know, even, and so my point is, people have combinations of issues that are causing these things. It's usually not one thing. And once you start cleaning those things out, the body has the opportunity to heal and to rebalance or bring back homeostasis into normal health.
Okay, well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Wisconsin. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Have a question or comment for our guest.
Yes, I tuned in a little bit late. A couple of mentions here. Are you familiar with Doug Kaufman? He's got a website called Know the Cause. He believes that cancer and many, many other ailments are caused by funguses. I'm curious if you've heard of
that. Yes, we covered that earlier, Ron. Thank you. That's
and then, do you have a website?
Do you have a website?
You can contact us at Envita, ENVITA.com. But I really encourage you to call us because we have a lot more information and webinars where you can watch entire lectures and learn all about various treatments from around the world for cancer, Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome. You can learn about the stem cells that are being used around the world. And our phone number is 1-866-830-4576.
Once again?
1-866-830-4576.
Well, I guess it's been Dr. Dino Prato from the Invito Medical Clinic down in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's Envita, E-N-V-I-T-A. And you can look that up on the Internet. And they've got a great website and great information and a great track record. And what it is, an emphasis on alternative forms of treatment that are available throughout the world and are being actively suppressed here by government, various agencies. Because remember, the government's here to help us, or, well, that's what at least they claim. We'll be back in a moment. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
That was pretty much it, but the liquid fungus, the doctor would agree with that.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Six six eight three zero four five seven six. And if people contact us, we're happy to give you a number of educational webinars that I think people find really useful for cancer, chronic disease, stem cells, diabetes, heart disease, and I think they're very informative, and most of the people who have seen them have enjoyed them, and it gives them a lot more options to helping them get well using therapies from all over the world.
God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks very much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Dr. Dina Prado, and they do a great job down there. And certainly they, this is a Christian organization, and we are certainly really pleased that they actually contacted us rather than us going out trying to find advertisers. They came to us because they felt that our ministry was very similar to the sort of things that they were doing. Well, Sydney, this is the time when I have to mention to our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in a position to help, We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And we have, of course, we've picked up some great new stations, but we need to pick up a lot more. In the areas where, of course, we're heard, it does have an impact on the community. And, of course, people are beginning all across America to form their own little groups and certainly to educate others and to be involved in the whole process of trying to protect America. So if you'd like to become part of our team, our number, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, we understand. We ask you simply to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it because it's seminal to understanding what's really going on in the world today. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you would like, of course, to certainly get our other material, let me suggest our DVDs on the secret, on the forbidden secret, and on the dark secret, and their syllabus with the latter two. We have a great new four-tape set on, or four-CD set on the Illuminati, part one. Part two, we have the great new four-CD set on the Return of the Giants. We have a great new four-CD set on the treatment of chronic fatigue syndrome. These are things poorly understood, but of course they really are a tremendous advantage. The treatment of chronic fatigue syndrome. And then, of course, we have, of course, the books, all sorts of books. We are carrying new books coming all the time, which we think are available. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And look at the books and the DVDs and the tape sets and the CD sets and the videos that we have readily available. And if you know people, encourage them to go to our website. We cover almost everything. If you're interested in cancer, we have, of course, the book, A World Without Cancer. We have a four-tape set on Why Do We Still Have Cancer? We've got the four-tape set on Laetrail. We've got a four-tape set on alternative cancer treatments. All sorts of information pointing out that there are treatments for cancer that are being actively withheld today. We have a great DVD. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures, about the treatments for cancer that are actively suppressed in America today. We have treatments, we have a DVD on What in the World Are We Spraying, on Weather Control as a Weapon. And then, of course, we have so many DVDs. Just go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who's done a tremendous amount of work. He has a whole flock of excellent DVDs. You know, God's given each of us a gift. He's given me the ability to talk radio. He's given Bob the ability to put together DVDs. I tried doing it, and my DVDs were pretty poor, but Bob's are excellent, and certainly the one we're going to be talking about tonight about certain new methods. Well, what's the title of this one, Bob?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about weapons of mass destruction. Actually, the title of it is Exotic Weapons of Mass Control.
Exotic Weapons of Mass Control. We do carry this DVD. I've seen it. It's excellent. But you pick up the story, Exotic Weapons of Mass Control. People don't understand. Well, they spend, you know, billions of dollars learning how to control us, how to manipulate us, how to make us believe things that aren't true, and how to make us things not to believe things that are true. Pick up the story there.
Well, several years ago it dawned on me, as I was doing research and investigation in a lot of different directions, that the government, I'm not sure, I don't recall exactly what it was that triggered this in my mind. It generated my personal interest. But it was a realization that when the government was talking about working on a project or working on a new weapon or developing a new weapon, they it seemed like they were always talking about it was 10, 15, or 20 years away. It seems like that never changed, no matter what happened. In other words, after 15 years, they still were telling us that they were working on this thing or trying to bring it to fruition and bring it to a successful close in terms of creating some new weapon. And, of course, so I started looking into it several years ago and looking into what was the truth about the weapons? How far had we gone? Back then, back in the 90s, for a good example, you know, there was a lot of talk about lasers and microwaves and things of that sort. And I had actually seen and found out about some of them just on the peripheral, and didn't know too much about it. So I set out to really look into it and find out what was the truth about how outrageous had the weapons gotten. And what were they working on? And when they said they were working on something, the truth was, in most cases, we were already experimenting with them on some field, some military ground, someplace in the world. And so we put together this it's a double DVD, an expose on some of the most amazing weapons that you and I and most of our friends in the listening audience always thought of these as being like Buck Rogers, futuristic, maybe a little tongue-in-cheek. We never even thought about really having a weapon that would be totally invisible and that could melt things from 2,000 miles away or whatever and blow things up, and the old death ray and all of that stuff.
Exotic weapons of mass control. Can they create earthquakes? Sure they can create earthquakes. Can they create explosions? Can they create storms? Sure they can do all of these things. We just can't let the American people know. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, one thing I want to introduce to everybody this evening, some of the newest, most maybe frightening, outrageous, or amazing weapons. The one, for example, which was called Operation Commando 1, and that was a, and this is something that they always was
They were always talking about it being, you know, 10 years down the line. But we have it on our DVD, and it was the ability to actually override, electronically override, with an aircraft flying over a given area. They can override all of the electric transmissions of a, let's say, a country or a state or a small nation, and they can even implant subliminal messages electronically through the air and change people's minds, actually control your mind by flying over a given area. And on our DVD, we actually have film footage, which is a live interview and on board the aircraft that actually carries this out. And they've used this now. They've used it for several years very successfully, and they've gone in and done one of the most outrageous things, of course, is changing enough people's thought process about a given person to actually have them win elections in a couple of countries, and I'm going to say foreign countries, but that may not be only the foreign countries, but I know of that, and that is to actually change enough people's minds so that they would vote for a person and put them back into the presidential position when, in fact, a few years previously, they had voted to run him out of the country and wanted to hang him. So, and that is, the particular person we're talking about was Aristides, and they actually ended up putting him back in office by utilizing this mind-altering ability on the Commando 1 operation. That's the name of the operation. We also found out, for example, everybody was talking about black helicopters and the powers to be and the media control. They were telling us that we were all crazy. People that saw these black helicopters that were doing all of these snooping and spying and all of this kind of stuff. Well, the truth is that not only did we have these black helicopters, and by the way, they're painted black so that there's no identification marks on them. You can't go back and say, oh, it was number so-and-so.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Bob is talking about some of this mind, these exotic weapons of mass control, where they can actually fly over a small nation, and they can put out electronic interference. They can certainly control the electronics in that country. They can actually implant ideas in people's minds. Then, of course, the whole idea of black helicopters. Why, there's no black helicopters. Anybody who thinks there's a black helicopter has got to be crazy. You know, well, there are black helicopters. And they are used for all sorts of purposes. They've been used many times to intimidate people. I know my good friend Pat Patriciana, after he put out a DVD called The Clinton Chronicles, which basically was responsible for the Republican sweep of the House of Representatives in 1994, he had visits from about 10 of those black helicopters. And of course, helicopters are not supposed to come down and land on your property. No, they wouldn't come down. They'd come down to about 10 feet and hover over it. And then, of course, it'll keep looking at you, and you see the helicopter. It looks like a big beetle with these big eyes staring at you. And there's that thump, thump, thump of the... It's all a matter of intimidation. They did this over the lady who lives over in Watsonville, a good friend of ours, to intimidate her and her family so she'd quit running for political office. And unfortunately, why she did, she was very, very effective, but... They can intimidate you. They know how to play games with your mind. Go ahead, pick the story up, Bob. Well, black helicopters are not imaginary. They're very real. Oh, so many of these things are real, but they just don't want you to know they're real, and they will actually, of course, demonize anybody who's really telling you the truth. Go ahead.
Well, we have on our DVD, of course, complete explanation and an up-close and personal explanation which choppers they are, and they literally have the ability, now this is a helicopter we're talking about, they have the ability to fly sideways from 60 to 100 miles an hour so that they can, for example, follow a vehicle, come down on a vehicle and fly sideways, aiming the electronic machine guns that they have on these things, and follow you at 60, 70 miles an hour, flying sideways, and actually utilize the electronic machine guns that will fire as many as like 500 or 800 rounds a second, which is outrageous. But that's that machine gun that just sounds like a sewing machine. It just goes, and that's all you hear. And they've already unloaded 600 or 700 rounds at the target. We have also on board.
Well, wait a minute. Does this electronic machine gun do?
Well, it's shooting. Now, the ones I'm referring to right now, it's just shooting a standard bullet. These are like a 40-millimeter shell, a big bullet, you know, the size of your entire pointing finger. The bottom line is that they're so quick, they're so rapid, they are an old Gatling gun, except they're electronically controlled, and it almost just sounds like ripping a piece of paper. And in the period of a second or two, they can fire off hundreds and hundreds of rounds instantaneously. Now, the better ones, the electronic better ones, would be laser beams or microwave. And these are all been totally, they're completely finished at this point in time. And to the extent they're actually shooting, experimenting with frying all of the electronics from the ground to shoot down a satellite that's in outer space, technically, flying around in orbit. It takes about 2 seconds, just 1,002, and that's the end of it. And they'll totally can fry the electronics with the new lasers. They're ground-based lasers. They also have 747s that they had been developing. They've slowed down on the production of those, but they do have 747s equipped with lasers as well. And the big problems have always been the manner by which to generate enough power to fire these lasers. It takes quite a bit of power if you're talking about something that can burn a hole in a couple of seconds through an aircraft. Well, they finally come up with a chemical-based generation of power, so they've now kind of overridden their problems. They've gotten rid of it. They've been able to make electronic adjustments for firing this electronic laser-type weapon through the clouds and the atmosphere, which was their second problem, and that was that it tended to alter or move the laser so that it would, or slow it down, so to speak, so that maybe it would miss the target. So what they've done now is been able to electronically compensate for the atmosphere, so they now have successful reasonably small power units to fire lasers and microwaves of that sort. Then we get into some other interesting or exotic part of weapons development, and that's making soldiers and aircraft and land vehicles and also ships invisible to the eye, making them totally invisible. Now, originally, they were utilizing a manner by which you could dress a person, a soldier, in an outfit that actually was covered with very small cameras and reflectors that would act as screens. And if you think about this for a minute, what they were doing was photographing, again, it's because of the new microcomputerization, photographing the scenery behind a person or a vehicle and projecting that picture to the front of the person or the vehicle. So therefore, you are seeing on the front of this person or the vehicle a picture of what was behind him. So if you think about that now, instantly you're no longer seeing that person, the military man or the soldier or the weapon. You're seeing what was behind him, so it appears to be completely invisible for the human eye. And it works very well. But what they've done in the last few years, very top secret, they've been working on this, is doing a crystalline type material that can actually be painted on an aircraft, for example, and by throwing a switch, activating these crystallized paint coverings, they can actually do the same thing to where you actually see through it. In other words, the color of the sky, for example, would be all over the aircraft. And, of course, if you looked up, you could be looking right at it, but it would disappear. The moment they throw the switch on, it would activate, electronically activate this paint, and it would make the whatever you're looking at invisible to the eye. And those are completely finished. There's a couple of countries, companies, large companies in the United States and overseas that have been developing these, and they're actually, for the most part, it's a finished product. It's ready for use. So it's something, you stop, think about it. It's really scary because an aircraft could simply fly over someplace and with a single switch make themselves actually totally invisible to the human eye. And, of course, it would make the person crazy. I mean, if you were watching, you saw something the size of a 747, and you watched it travel across the sky, and all of a sudden you no longer could see it at all, that would really spook you. And, of course, that's part of the idea, is to not only become invisible to be targeted, but being invisible to really harass somebody. That it would be very frightening, obviously, to watch that.
Well, yeah. Certainly, is this laser weapon that you're describing that can be mounted in a 747, can that be utilized for bringing down missiles?
Oh, yes. And again, they keep working on it. It's hard to know exactly how far they've moved along with it at this point in time. But actually, several years ago, they had reached the ability where they could, actually from the ground base, shoot a satellite and completely fry the electronics. So if you did that to an aircraft, it would just bring it down. They also were working, which I get into very, very deeply with the DVD, working on a microwave that actually would fry the people, would kill persons that were, let's say, flying it, whether it's a helicopter or an aircraft. You could actually, same as a microwave functions inside of, in your kitchen, you actually cook a roast beef or a hamburger, and they would actually, could aim it at a pilot and actually cook them, in a couple of seconds, or boil their brain, to be rather disgusting thought, but, boil a person's brain, and of course that would be the end of them. That would bring down, any kind of an aircraft or a military vehicle of any type at all. So, most all of these we completely cover in the DVD that we were talking about, and there are some fantastic military experiments in that direction. But I thought one of the most interesting, newest types of weapons and concealment is this new paint, this crystalline type of a paint that they're now putting together to make almost anything can be changed color with electronic stimulation by throwing a switch. And of course, if you program it to be the color, computerize it to be the color of the sky that you're flying in, you can make an aircraft invisible in about 2 or 3 seconds.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, these are the things you're never going to hear about. You're not supposed to know what they're doing. But, of course, all of this has to do with creating a military that is certainly can destroy anything in the world. And that, of course, is the U.S. military, the most powerful military that's ever existed. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Bob, go right ahead with your story.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
These are weapons that do exist. They don't want the public to know what they're doing. Remember, because we put out billions of dollars every year for all sorts of secret technology, but everything is secret, everything is classified, and it's not worth trying to keep Osama bin Laden from knowing what's going on. He's been dead for many years. I don't know who they killed recently, but that was all part of a scam. But, of course, what they want to do is basically to conceal the truth from the American people. And of course, I'm sure that they don't want all of our potential enemies to know, although we work very closely with the leaders of Russia and of China and other countries throughout the world. And I fear that we're moving rapidly towards another world war. Certainly we're doing everything we can today to topple the countries over there in the Near East, the Middle East, to turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, a radical, fanatical, extremist group funded with your tax money and British tax money, going back to 1928 when the Muslim Brotherhood was initially founded, working closely with various fanatical Nazi and Nazis who hadn't been formed as yet, but the radical groups that actually, of course, eventually would align themselves with the Nazis. And the Muslim Brotherhood aligned with the Nazis, financed initially by MI6 and later by the CIA. The Muslim Brotherhood has strong ties today with, of course, the neo-Nazi movement, with the fascist movement, radical Islam, And, of course, we are preparing for a war with that group of people, funded right here in America, where we're using American tax dollars to create the best enemy money could buy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have any questions or comments for our guest this evening as he talks about exotic weapons of mass control. Go right ahead, Bob.
And of course, we have the real simplistic things that they're applying to all of us in our everyday lives. As far as American citizens, we're hearing more and more about them. We're slowly becoming aware of them. But to go to the most simplistic things, of course, we have the cameras that they've been putting in progressively all over the United States. They put them all over Europe many years ago. Got the Europeans so used to them, they don't even think about it. If you walk in downtown London or Paris, France, any of those areas in the major city points, about every square inch of that place is being photographed and videotaped at any given time. They have now linked up with that concept of taking pictures every place of everybody. The ability to rapidly, with computerization, do facial identification. By doing this, the reality is we really should be, from the policing side of this, we should be picking up every wanted person every single day. I mean, they should have the ability at this point in time to just grab up these people if they were really looking for them, really going after them. Because of this facial identification, they experimented recently at a couple of the big football games at the major stadium, and they picked up a whole bunch of people that they did photo facial identification with computerized cameras in the stadium with wanted criminals that are varying, different wanted for different things.
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand that their picture is certainly in the government files. How do we know that? Why? Because they went around to every state, and the states take your picture, put it on your driver's license, and they lied to the state so they could get the pictures, so they could put them in the files. So that they have pictures, they have thumbprints. Now, all of these things are not, supposed to be private and not for public use, but they lied. They sent their government agents around. We have articles out of South Carolina and other areas. They went in, they said, oh, we represent a private company and we're trying to do this for security. Oh, we just want to buy those pictures, and so they sold it to them. All across America they did this. Why? Because they want a picture of every American. So they can have a facial profile and they can pick you out. They are setting up all sorts of databases on every American citizen. The DARPA is setting them up. NSA is setting them up. CIA, which is not supposed to work here, is setting them up. FBI is setting them up. But of course it's against the law. That doesn't matter. These people are above the law. And they're creating exotic weapons of mass control.
We rain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, of course, is Bob Fletcher. We're talking about exotic weapons of mass control. And this is all in a DVD. And actually, there's one place where they actually have an interview with one of the people from the military talking about how these weapons actually work. How did you get that? What was that all about?
Well, that was there was a friend that had shot some of that that footage, and it actually, that's that one that I talked about that was so amazing. It's called Commando Solo, and we have quite a bit of time footage on that in the DVD. And again, you're correct, the commander himself talked about it, what it did, how they had applied it, where they had used it, actually, and it went way back to the original experiments, back like the first physical attacks that we were doing against the Iranians several years ago under President Bush Sr., and the use of it out in the sand in the middle of the desert. And there was some of the footage when they had utilized this thing and had, so to speak, brainwashed these guys to come wandering out of the desert and gave themselves up, when in fact there was not even an army to give themselves up to. They were wandering around with their hands in the air trying to find out, kind of like they didn't even know what they were doing, you know. And all of that footage briefly made the news way back at that time. And it was done by the utilization of this Commando Solo, and again the footage that you're talking about is not only includes the interview with the commander, but an explanation of how it's done, the scientific explanation with the one of the scientists that was originally the creator of the concept and the application, and he happens to also be a guy that's been involved with electronic mind manipulation for many years on the behalf, of course, the military and several military operations. But sometimes the people, everybody realizes how totally costly this kind of stuff actually has to be, and the cost factor. And a friend of mine told me, had been involved with budgeting actually at the beginning of 2011, that as much as 53% of the U.S. tax monies coming in on tax dollars is now applied to what has got to be considered military budgeting. So we are talking about, we used to point fingers at China and these other countries and say, my gosh, they take 50% of all their people's income and apply it towards building these giant military, multi-million-dollar military forces. And over here now, we have reached a point where more than one half of every dollar that goes into the government is being applied one way or another to our military budget.
Well, I think people have to realize, of course, that basically we take in about $2.3 trillion a year. The other $2.2 or $3 trillion a year is simply borrowed. We only take in about $2.2 trillion a year in the form of taxation. Now, the military budget $750 billion, but of course there's certainly a black budget, and that of course comes from the government use of drugs, running drugs and other illicit activities. So that could probably give us another $500 billion that would take us up to about half, maybe another $3 trillion, and that would be where you'd come up with that figure of half of all the money that goes in goes to the military. So that's not really unbelievable at all.
And I was actually told, Stan, that for the budget for fiscal 2011, which was voted on in October the 1, it looks like they, now this is the year we're in now, that they were actually planning to put as much as $3 trillion all together, and a bunch of it was Social Security money, that they actually were dipping into or borrowing, if you will. See, so now we have that, you know, now, which is maybe 7 or 8 months back I'm talking about here in time, but as of now, they're saying, hey, Social Security's going to run out of money. Well, one of the big reasons if the social is going to run out of money at some point in time is that we borrowed on a regular basis and slid that money under the table into a variety of these projects. And again, we have, when you talk about black projects, they say you have some of the illegal funding, the completely illegal funding that gets in there. But besides that, the scary thing that I bring this up quite often, that is that our senators and congressmen are not allowed to look at the budgeting, the money, and the operations that are classified secret and top secret and or above top secret. And those funded, the funding in those things has been billions of dollars. We've had billions upon billions for years being funneled into the underground facilities that they are. These are not imaginary facilities. There's 90 of them in the United States alone. They are giant underground facilities for a variety of uses. Some of them are actually just being put together to be protective locations for the upper echelon elite in the United States when we ever should be into a nuclear or a chemical attack or an attack or something that may take place like a meteor hit or something of that sort. These facilities are real. I recently checked into replenishing and purchasing foodstuffs for emergency for my personal use to put away and upgrade the emergency survival food. And I found out that two companies, which are the largest ones in America that are producing these products, have been out of their products for 2 years now, completely sold out on a regular basis under military force contracts to fill these underground facilities. And there are certain companies right now, you could go online, and if you went in and you wanted to order these MREs, the military ready-to-eat meals, or if you wanted to get certain dried foods and dehydrated foods that are being put away for emergency survival, you cannot buy them, period, from two of the biggest companies in the world. They've been full-time supplying for the last 2 years Uncle Sam's secret operations.
Yeah, we've heard exactly the same thing, and because we're in contact with an agent for the largest seller of freeze-dried food, and the other one, the fellow we know, is the largest supplier of dehydrated food, and both of them have told me of the very real problems, and certainly nobody's supposed to know who's been buying up all the food, but the only people who have the money to do that, of course, is our own government. They know something big is coming down. They just don't want the public to know, and certainly they don't want them to be prepared. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I have a couple of books on these underground facilities Bob was talking about, and they're rather extensive. They describe the underground massive caverns and tunnels that they're building. Books were written by a PhD. But because he exposed this thing, he was blackballed. He couldn't get a job anywhere in America. And last thing we heard, he was working as a window washer somewhere there in Arizona or New Mexico. This is a PhD, but if you dare to tell the truth and get the information out effectively, they'll come after you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, if you have a question for Bob. Bob, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website and your information?
Sure. If you are interested in possibly getting one of the DVDs that completely shows all of these weapons that we're talking about, or most all of them. You can find my webpage at BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And go on, we have our little convenient brief catalog there that describes the different DVD exposés that we've put together, and I'm sure they'll kind of surprise most people when you're able to really actually not see somebody talk about it or not hear somebody just talk about this, but when you're able to watch and see some of the actual military experiments and have it explained to you, or you completely understand and see what we're really talking about here, it's really an eye-opener. And, of course, part of the exotic weapons, which we have a separate investigation on and we've done quite a bit about, is, of course, weather control. And, again, that's moved from 50 years ago just kind of being a scary idea that that somebody could control the weather and turn it into a weapon. And now, of course, it's moved from just being an idea to being a very realistic problem. And again, I always like to warn people, we have no idea exactly how much of this may be going on with the crazy weather we're having now, but I did predict this literally, that this would take place, and I predicted it on the floor of the United States Senate when I testified before their intelligence committee a few years back, that in fact we were going to end up having our crops destroyed and our atmosphere destroyed, and weather would be completely controlled. And it's either by a legitimate enemy, which could be China, or it could be people in the United States moving us into a world government by bankrupting America and destroying all of our, putting us into a situation where we just aren't able to grow enough food.
And of course, we see, of course, the massive flooding there, certainly in the central part of the United States around the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. Then, of course, we see the droughts in Texas and Kansas. And we know that they can create storms and droughts. And how do we know? Well, of course, Bob's done a lot of work, but we have the book written by Zygmunt Brzezinski. And that, of course, was entitled Between Two Ages, written in 1970. On the bottom of page 57, in a footnote, Brzezinski actually talks about how by the year 2018 we'll be able to create storms and droughts, but very few people need to know about it. Only a few people in government need to know about it. That was the words that he used. And that's the way things are today. Everything is classified. Everything is compartmentalized. The public is never to know. Well, let's quickly go to Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. STS-48, NASA shuttle mission, if I recall the number accurately, STS-48, shows what appears to be UFO on the horizon, and the astronauts are commenting about it, and then all of a sudden you see this thing reverse really fast, and then about a second later comes what appears to be a pulse beam right where that UFO had just been. So I wanted to ask Bob if he can corroborate that.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much, Jack. Do you know what Jack is talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, I don't know anything really specific about that event, et cetera, but we will be seeing, we have seen for several years unknowingly, and you may see more here in the future, of these rare situations with illumination in the sky where it's I saw recently a fantastic video that a fella had taken that was just a little tiny spot in what was the clear sky, and slowly it expanded from absolutely really nothing. And it expanded, got larger and larger and larger. And then there was a cloud. And then that cloud got bigger and linked up with two or three others and kind of melded together. And then later on in the afternoon, a few hours later, they had a serious storm. So the possibility there was that he just randomly, by the way, this fellow was a lineman. He was up on a pole actually doing some lineman work, and he had a small camera with him while he was up there, and that he coincidentally caught this. That may literally had been triangulation of some of the experimentation on weather control, creating a point in space that was attracting humidity, et cetera. I won't get into all of that today, but that's very possible.
But we do know, because they have the ability to actually create storms and to create earthquakes and to be able to direct storms. And certainly they even have a treaty, a United Nations treaty, 1977, I think, where they, of course, they agreed not to use weather on the enemy. Well, of course, in other words, the countries signed that. They had it back in 1977. Today, they can create storms. If you want snow in the Sierras, they can produce snow in the Sierras. But, of course, when you do that, why, of course, you take the snow away from other areas. They have the heart situation, and it looks to me like they can alter the jet stream. Do you think they can alter the jet stream and may be able to actually have major impact on the weather, Bob?
Yes, I do. I really believe they now probably can do that. And originally, the big hang-up on that, the big problem was having enough energy to do that. But now, by utilizing some of this plasma, some of this material that they're actually putting out into the jet stream and hitting it, bombarding it with the plasma beams, I think now they can create lows and highs sufficiently to alter the jet stream.
But it's all classified. And if you are a member of the House of Representatives or Senate and you have the information, you can't discuss it because it's classified. If you're in the military, you can't discuss it because it's classified. And if you are, say, were to release any of this information, you could be like this fellow who released the WikiLeaks, sitting naked in a cell for months at a time. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I guess some of these things, if you've not...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
Massive side, and Sydney, so many of them together. Is this happening by accident? Well, I don't believe so. Bob doesn't. You need to get his DVD, Weather Control as a Weapon. That's Weather Control as a Weapon. And Weapons of Mass Control. Those are two DVDs by Bob Fletcher, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand this? Why, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see some of the great DVDs we have. We have one called The Watchers, goes into UFOs. Then we have Watchers 2, that goes into all the things that are happening today, and the tornadoes and the weather changes. Very well done by our good friend Lynn Marzulli. So that's the Watchers 1, Watchers 2, Weapons of Mass Control, and then, of course, Weather Control as a Weapon. And they're both available, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the secret, on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, and their syllabuses with the latter two. So you need this information. You need to help us get it out. And then, of course, you need, of course, to, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we can certainly use your help. What we need, of course, is to get as many stations as we can, and we're slowly increasing our number of stations carrying us. But we need more, and we need your help to accomplish that goal. So if you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Get our four best CDs of the month, and then our monthly newsletter. But then, of course, we ask you to, Sydney, if you're not in a position to help, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Because behind everything that goes on are powerful supernatural forces. You don't believe in the supernatural? Well, that's why you need to hear my talks on the secret and the forbidden secret, the dark secret. Why you need to see Lynn Marzulli's excellent DVDs, Watchers 1, Watchers 2. You need to get the new 4-CD set on The Return of the Giants, and certainly in Israel from 1988 to 1999. Why, of course, there were lots of supernatural things a lot of people saw, what they thought were UFOs and giants. And, of course, Barry Shamish researched that. The Return of the Giants is a great 4-CD set. Then we have Dr. Cuddy on the Illuminati. And that, of course, is Illuminati. That would be Illuminati Part 1, the Illuminati Part 2. Each one's 4 CDs. To put this thing into a biblical perspective, let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone, his 10-DVD series, Part 1, Part 2, entitled Prophetic.